Es bueno estar con ustedes para celebrar la Santa Misa. Mi nombre es Padre John Stang. Fui ordenado al sacerdocio de la diócesis de Dodge City el 11 de junio. Soy el nuevo vicario parroquial de la Catedral de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. Estaré ayudando a Padre Wesley con el ministerio sacramental aquí en la catedral. Soy de Great Bend, como pasatiempos, disfruto correr, jugar tenis, ajedrez y leer. Tengo muchas ganas de conocerlos a todos. No soy bueno aprendiendo nombres, así que tengan paciencia conmigo. Si estoy disponible, estaría feliz de ir a su casa a comer para conocer mejor a su familia y practicar mi español. En nuestro Evangelio, Jesús visita la casa de Marta y María. Tienen diferentes estilos de acoger a Jesús. Marta corre en un lado a otro tratando de servir a Jesús, tanto que se convierte en una carga para ella. Por el contrario, María está sentada a los pies de Jesús y lo escucha hablar. Marta se frustra porque María no la ayuda a servir. Entonces Marta confronta a Jesús sobre esto diciendo: Señor, ¿no te importa que mi hermana me haya dejado sola para servir? Dile que me ayude. Podrías pensar que Jesús le diría a Marta que se levantará a ayudar a María, pero no lo hace. En cambio, le dice a Marta que está desanimado, preocupada por muchas cosas, y que María ha elegido el mejor parte y no se la quitarán. ¿Qué nos está enseñando Jesús en este Evangelio? Bueno, como seres humanos, a menudo preferimos la actividad al descanso. Nos gusta más trabajar que relajarnos. En nuestro Evangelio de hoy, Jesús está tratando de que nos concentremos en nuestro ser más que en nuestra actividad. No es que a Dios no le gusta trabajar o servir a las demás. No le dice a Marta que servirse a mismo es malo. Más bien, Jesús nos está diciendo que no hagamos del trabajo nuestro único objetivo. A Dios no le impresiona lo mucho que hacemos. Él se preocupa de que tengamos una relación con Él. Esa relación no depende de cuándo logramos, cuántas horas dedicamos a trabajo o cuántos hacemos por nuestras familias. El Señor simplemente nos ama por existir. Esto también se aplica a nuestra vida de oración. A menudo podemos hablar desanimado durante nuestra oración. Es bueno que oremos devociones y cantemos canciones. La oración vocal es un tipo de oración en la iglesia. Pero al Señor también le gusta cuando nos sentamos con Él y escuchamos. En el silencio, ahí oímos su voz. De esta manera, nos hacemos como María, sentándonos a los pies de Jesús y escuchándolo. No se trata de cuánto decimos en oración, se trata simplemente de estar en relación con el Señor. Dejar que nos ame. Esto se llama vivir la vida contemplativa. La contemplación es saberse amado por el Señor y dejarse amar por él de esta forma. La contemplación no es solo de monjas y monjas. Es algo a lo que todos estamos llamados. La contemplación se trata de sentarse en el amor del Señor por nosotros. Podemos hacer esto sentándonos en adoración eucarística en silencio, dejando que el Señor nos hable. Podemos leer la Sagrada Escritura, ver un pasaje que toca nuestro corazón y luego simplemente sentarnos con él. En esa calma y paz, ese es el Señor mirándonos y amándonos. Calma y paz es como nos habla. Puede que no experimentemos esto siempre. Hay momentos en que nuestra mente estará llena de muchos pensamientos, pero es hermoso cuando experimentamos esta paz. Recuerda que el Señor nunca deja de amarnos. Aunque no le sintamos a veces cuando no lo sentimos menos, el Señor puede purificarnos para que podamos amarlo más. Cuando Jesús le dice a María que ella ha elegido la mejor parte, está diciendo que la contemplación es superior a la actividad. Nuevamente, esto no significa que la vida activa sea mala. Sin embargo, la contemplación debe informar nuestra actividad de la vida. Cuando sabemos que somos amados por Dios y lo experimentamos, estaremos dispuestos a hacer más por el Señor. Deseamos servir a aquellos que amamos. Si amas a tu cónyuge, a tu familia, quieras servirles. Pero necesitamos experimentar ese amor de Dios primero. De esta manera, la contemplación y la actividad trabajan juntas. Así que esta semana, mirad el ejemplo de María. Siéntense a los pies de Jesús en contemplación. Deje que el Señor le ame y le dé su paz para que podamos servirle con mejor devoción. So I wanted to just say just a little bit of my homily just in English too and introduce myself in English. So my name is Father John Stang. I was ordained to the priesthood for the Diocese of Dodge City on June 11th, and I'm the new parochial vicar here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm assisting Father Wesley in sacramental ministry here at the cathedral. Originally, I'm from Great Bend, and I enjoy running, playing tennis, chess, reading. I'm very interested in history, actually. So I was telling everyone that I'm not good with names, so it might take some time, but please be patient with me as I try and learn your names. But I'm very excited to be here and looking forward to sharing my ministry here with you. In our gospel, Jesus visits the house of Mary and Martha, and they have very different styles of really hosting Jesus. Martha is running around trying to serve Jesus just as much as she possibly can, and so much so that it actually becomes really a burden for her. But by contrast, Mary is just sitting there at the feet of Jesus, just listening to him. And Martha just gets really frustrated with this because Mary is not helping her serve, and then Martha confronts Jesus and says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. And you think that Jesus is going to tell her, is going to tell Mary, you should get up and help your your sister Martha. But actually, what Jesus says is that Martha is really too anxious about many things that are going on, and that Mary has really chosen the better part, and it's not going to be taken from her. So what exactly is Jesus teaching us in this gospel here? As human beings, we love activity. We love to do as much activity as possible through our work, through school, through just work, doing things for our families. It's not that God doesn't like work. He doesn't like us serving others. He does, and Jesus certainly does. But the point is that he's not impressed by how much we do. It's not about how much we work, how much we do things around the house. But what he cares about is that we are in relationship with him. And this relationship is not dependent upon how much I accomplish or how much work we put in. He just loves us for existing. And this goes for our prayer life too. When we pray to God, oftentimes we'll talk too much in our prayer. It's very good to pray devotions and to sing songs, of course. That's very important. Vocal prayer is a very important part of the church tradition. But the Lord also likes it too when we just sit there sometimes and we just listen to him. We just receive what he has to say. When we sit in silence and we just hear his voice. That's what Mary is doing when she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. She's listening to him, receiving what he's saying, and taking it in. And so this type of prayer that Mary is doing, this is called contemplation. Contemplation, we often think, is for nuns and monks. And really what contemplation is about sitting in the love of God, knowing that I'm loved by the Lord, and just letting myself be loved by him, just sitting in that love like Mary does. And we can do this in Eucharistic adoration. We can do it by just sitting and reading scripture and hearing what the Lord has to say to us. Whatever touches our hearts. And when we experience that calm and that peace, that's often when we know the Lord is speaking to us. This doesn't happen every single time, but it's very important to notice when it does, because that's the Lord often trying to break into our lives. But the Lord never does stop loving us. He will always love us, even if we don't feel it necessarily. He's always there to love us. And contemplation is something that Jesus has an interesting line where he tells Mary that she has chosen the better part. And this is Jesus pointing to that contemplation is higher than activity. It doesn't mean that activity is bad, or that we shouldn't serve people. But contemplation, sitting in the love of God, that should inform our activity. When we love God, when we learn to love God, and we experience it, then we're more willing to want to serve him. It's like if you love somebody, whether that's your family or spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, you're more willing to want to serve that person, to give yourself to that person. And that's the same way with the Lord. When we know we love God, we're willing to serve him. And so our activity, our contemplation and our activity, they go together. They feed each other. So this week, let's look to the example of Mary to really sit at the feet of Jesus in contemplation. Let the Lord really love you as you sit in that, and just experience his peace where he wants to give it, so that way we can serve him with greater devotion.